Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I think there's just, I've got a lot of stuff on my computer, I think, at this, and this, I'm still trying to get onto my new laptop, and this one is still limping along.
Gotcha.
Dude, you got to close your hentai tabs before we do
Yeah,
that.
Before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your Warhammer porn takes up a lot of RAM.
They're just sucking yes. down that RAM, baby.
All those custodians.
They sure are. If you've seen those videos, you know.
All lubed up.
Custody cock just everywhere.
That's how the emperor lives.
Yeah. Listen, man.
I was actually thinking about how leaving this podcast early and like is a lot like falling asleep at the party in college, where like you don't like you're gonna wake up with Sharpie on your face or like Lord knows what's get said about you.
Yeah. Pretty much
true.
When you go.
Well, here we are. Hello, Internet. Welcome to Ignorant Uninformed. We are back with another episode, Epidose, starring your three favorite podcaster hosts, Mr. Max Sarakistan-Sarak.
I'm honored. I'm honored.
Mr. Jeff Space Jesus Watson.
Let's go.
And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore, and this is Ignorant and Uninformed, where we talk about 30 minutes of whatever we want. Unless Ben's computer decides to crash, which happened at the end of our last episode, which was really weird. But we'll see what happens. And we're recording currently, but we also might be recording somewhere else. So I don't know how that file is going to look.
Well, I wish you all the best untangling all that for us, Ben.
Another tangled, wangled web we weave.
I will post what we can.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. I'm really not sure. I mean, I did like, I was like, oh man, that fan is working on this computer. And then it just, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was maybe the power got unplugged or something. I don't know. It could have been. The battery is not reliable on this laptop anyway. But at first I thought it was like a power surge or something. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Maybe it was, but.
Yeah. Well, you're back now, and that's what
I'm
matters.
Here. And I'm
eyes,
here.
Eyes forward. What can we do about now, as opposed to the past?
Oh, I got a meetings recording email. It just popped up, so there is something there.
Oh,
so we should be okay.
Great.
That'll great. Be good.
We'll live. We'll live. All will be well.
Yeah. I'm excited.
You guys want to hear about my failed Hinge date on Friday?
What? Let's go! Let's go!
I will tell you though, but Jeff, God, I've been saving this. I would have told you about it at breakfast,
but let's go.
But here's what I will tell you. It ended, and you should be proud of me. I will. This is the teaser. It ended. The last thing I said to her was, "No" is a complete sentence, and I was very pleased at myself about that. And
all right.
Like I have been holding this in, waiting to tell you to, because
we're gonna Tarantino this thing now. You told us the ending.
Exactly.
And now we're gonna go.
How'd we get here?
Exactly.
I'm so excited.
It was awful and wonderful, but very proud of myself for like working well with my anger and not lashing out and like showing the fuck up and doing a bunch of stuff. So it was woman on the front range from an app. Plans got made to like go down there, like I said, front range. And so, man, like I haven't left the county. I haven't left the mountain since I got here in December, man. It had been like 2 months. And so I had a handful of city errands. And like these plans come together on, let's call it like Wednesday, right? And like the plans are for Friday night.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, let me like scrabble. I can like readjust some things and rearrange some shit and make this work. And like, oh, I'm also going to like do some city errands. And one of that. And so cool. All right. Everything's cool. I'm like scrambling, trying to get out of the house on time to make time for these errands. And like I am about out the door and I get this message of like, hey, I'm changing the plans. And it was like, Okay. Like, you guys know me and time. And so instantly I was just like, fuck, because like I knew something had to give and I wasn't going to be able to do like all of the errands. So it's like, okay, well, which one is more important? Like, what have you? And so I end up like taking the clothes, like donating clothes to the rescue mission because like there's no place to drop off clothes up here. So like that was the one, and the other one had to give. And I was already frustrated about the plans changing and was not in a very like good mood. Like I was angry, right? Like I don't like.
Understandable.
Sure. And so like I was thinking about, I was like, man, should I just like fucking cancel these plans? Because so the plans were like originally like we were going to meet. And she was having people over, like a bunch of her friends over for like a game night and wine. And it was like, oh, do you want to come? And like, in my mind, I was like, dude, saying yes to that is fucking ballsy. Like stepping into a room with like nine people that you've never met before to like play
games. That sounds like a terrible first date to me, but go on.
I agree. And then it got like, and so then
low pressure, low stakes, maybe high stakes for you, low for her.
Yeah. And then shit kept changing. And it was like, and so she was like, hey, like, I'm not comfortable with you, like meeting you for the first time, like at my house and bringing you to my house.
That's
and, like,
fair.
Can
That's
we fair. Do 100%.
Yeah.
Except, you know, like, so, hey, can we do this first and blah, blah, blah. And like, that's totally cool. Change the plan. Don't change the plan day of.
I agree.
At least for me. And like, I could have chosen not to go. That's fine. But then, so I get down there already frustrated, like change of plans. To be perfectly honest, like was not overly interested in her to begin with. Like I was like, all right, like I went to just be like, cool. Well, maybe, you know, like win me over. Let's see what you got, you know? And then, it's like pretty visibly anger, you know, she's like, all right, well, like, you know, like, well, how was your day? And I was like, actually, my day got kind of pretty fucked up. She's like, oh, do you want to talk about it? And I was like, I really don't. And like, we proceeded to have like a decent conversation and like did my best to show up. And then there was like a handful of assumptions made at the meal of like, hey, cool. Well, like, so I had my friend drop me off. So, okay, if you can just like give me a ride back to my house. And I was already going to like, I was on the cusp of just like leaving and running the errands anyway. And then after having come down the like the mountain, like the check comes, we go to this like happy hour place and like the check comes and literally she just turns without saying anything and just like full frontal like stares at me just like, are you gonna pay this? With like zero words or zero anything. And so like that entitlement also was like, get the fuck out. So I like go to this woman. So, but like, again, showing the fuck up, one of my values. And like, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go to this party. I'm going to leave early. So I go there, meet like all this woman's friends, like super charismatic, do all the things. You know, I'm not like a shitty person. I'm like participating. We're like doing physical therapy with this one girl who has like in a knee brace to like help her with her physical therapy exercises, like eating fondue. It's fine. I leave, get stuck in this like horrendous snowstorm. It takes 3 hours to get back up to the county. The whole time I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Just like angry, like, dude, I don't even like, I have no interest in seeing this woman again. I get back up to the county, sleep like shit because I'm angry. You know, wake up the next morning to this message. They're like, hey, oh my God, it was so great to meet you. I hope this day is better, blah, 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 blah. To which, and this is where I get to the point where I'm proud of myself. To which.
Damn, you just went hard. No.
I went.
Never again. No.
No, no. Here we are, man. Because again, like, you're showing the fuck up, one of my values. Being kind, also one of my values, but kind is different than nice. And so, like, my response was...
I'm sorry, wait, she said she wanted, asked if you wanted to do it again, or...
No, she was like, hey, are you having a better day? Clearly, like, interested in carrying on some sort of relationship. To which I was like, thank you for hospitality. I am not interested in seeing you again, and I wish you all the best. in Life and Love.
Good for you.
At which point she was like, I understand. I thank you for being clear and direct with me. She's like, in the spirit of candor, will you tell me what happened and what went wrong? And I like got this text and I was like, holy shit, I cannot. Like, I don't know if I can say any of these things without like making it worse, without unloading, without being, yeah, without like hurting feelings more. Like, there was no way, I couldn't figure out a way to express any of that.
Not your job.
No, no, well, that's just it. And so like the most compassionate thing I could think to do was just like, no is a complete sentence.
And you said that?
Oh, that's like, what no I fucking said. Sentence. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love
that,
it.
And that is the story of my failed hinge.
And did she reply to that?
She did. She was like, I respect your boundary. Clearly we have different communication styles or needs, and I wish you all the best. And then she
probably, I don't know if I'd call that a communication need or style. Well,
but that was the thing, man. Like, I was thinking about, so then like, look, try to be self-reflective, right? And like, okay, like obviously I would have handled the situation differently if I was interested in like having some sort of,
sure, if you actually were attracted to her or whatever.
Correct. So then I thought through like, all right, well, if something like this happens with someone I am interested in, like, how do you do things differently in a better way? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But either way, when I was like standing there, like trying to figure out what to respond, like fighting all of these people pleasing urges, and it's like, man, but like anything I say is just going to invite more conversation, which would be like the definition of a continued relationship, which is what I don't want.
Sure. sure.
But anyway. I straight up hit her with no is a complete sentence, and I thought of you guys, and
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. What a great use of that. Huh.
So it's it. So
thanks for saving it for the podcast, man.
Yeah, dude.
So I frequent the 30 and over dating Reddit just because I think it's entertaining and you can learn some shit. And it's definitely been a conversation before where someone's been like, okay, we parted ways and someone asked that question. Can you tell me what I did wrong? And it was pretty much 50-50. People were like, no, that's not your job. And others were like, yeah, you should tell them. And it's just interesting the perspectives on that.
Yeah. I mean, I think if I could have found a way to phrase it in a way that wasn't like cruel and hurtful, then
yeah. Well, and I mean, also, like you said, I mean, you could definitely make answers to all those questions, the things that pissed you off, in a nice way, a constructive way. But it's also, do you want to put energy into that? What's the fucking point, right?
No, I didn't.
No, exactly. And that's what you chose. And I think that's great.
But, yeah. Yeah. Like, she will be fine and live a wonderful life. And like, it's cool that it didn't work out. And also I was proud of myself for like, I don't know, having those boundaries, speaking clearly, not succumbing.
I think it's in this day and age, that's super, super fucked up about the tab to me.
Yeah. Like, well, and that's the thing. So like, I've been on, I've been on a handful of like first date Hinge, Tinder first dates that have involved driving. And like, it has been relatively customary where like either it has been split or like the person who did the driving like didn't pay the tab.
Yeah. I mean, I think of all the first dates I've had in the past 10 years, they always offer to pay half the tab. Always. And usually I'll pick it up because I don't care, but at least the offer was there, right?
So like another one of my values, right, is like wealth. And that doesn't have to do with money. That has more to do with like a pace of life and expectations and getting out of the scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
But also like I could afford to pay this tab. And so like, all right, well, the wealthy choice here is to just pay this tab.
Well,
like,
sure.
My value.
I mean, I'm with you, man.
But
to just look at you like you're going to pay this, right?
That, yeah.
Sorry, dude. That's not cool with me.
Yeah.
That and pissed me off.
It wasn't cool with me either, it turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I make good money. Mm-hmm. So I'll pay the tab every fucking time because I don't care. Mm-hmm. And I can. Mm-hmm. But at least have some gratitude about it, you know? The least you can do.
Yeah. And like, so I've tried to like unpack and untangle like the things that made me angry and like the thing, like what boundaries were crossed, right? Like I'm a firm believer that anger is the emotion, what mm-hmm. we call the emotion we feel when somebody crosses our boundaries.
True.
And so like the last minute changing of plans when I had like literally restructured 2 days to try to make this work, was one of them. Mm-hmm. And then also like that entitlement, like there's something about like the assumptions/entitlement
sure.
of that. Like, I think those were the two things that were like,
what well, on a first date, especially, man, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm with you. Anyway, I figured that could be something that I wanted to share with you guys.
That's great. I'm sorry it didn't work out for you.
Oh, don't be, man. It's cool. I'm proud of myself for getting down there and trying.
You tried, man. You tried. And well, like we talked, man, that's success. You tried.
And like speaking up for the boundaries and like being...
You were true to yourself.
Yeah. What kind, man. I was very clear. And so, yeah, that was my weekend.
So is anything, any... So I assume, because there was that woman you went on a date with, was that back in November, December? I lose track of time.
Dude, you know what that was, man? Like, I, again, like, proud of myself for going, but, like, I felt 100% ambivalent as to, like...
Fair. Eh. That's fair.
And, like, dude, I've been single for so fucking long, and Jeff, I know you can relate this, that, like, dude, I want a fuck yes love life. Like,
no, my, that was, I was about to say, if it's not a hell yes, then it's a no.
Always. Like,
always. Don't I got waste a, the time.
I got a bunch of friends, man.
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
a lot of social connections. I have a yeah. pretty good life.
Yeah. If I'm not nuts about you, then cool. We're cool. We're not going to hang out.
Yeah.
I agree 100%, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
Don't settle. Yes.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad our boy's putting himself out there, you know? Ready, well, thanks, ready man. To be ready to be hurt again.
I mean, that's a
I mean, that's not how I look at it, but
grim perspective. Is that how you wake up every morning, married man? I'm so glad to be hurt again.
I wake up every day and choose to be a husband.
That is the fucking truth, man. Like at a time, you've got to,
man. It's an
action. Yeah, you've got to choose to like see that person as the person you want to be, and like the life that you,
yep. I get to wake up every day.
There you go.
That's my new.
Yeah,
that's my new attitude.
No, that's the one you got to have, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, mm-hmm. your life, like whatever your life looks like the I get to. As opposed to I have to, goes a long way.
Changes my attitude a lot.
Hey, Bubby.
Dog is walking. Yeah.
She's being a little bit of a pill out there, I tell you what.
Has she? I mean, I saw her, what, it was like 2 weeks ago? I'm sure she's twice the size now.
She's huge. She weighs as much as my toddler now. She has.
Oh, we were like,
it's only a matter of time before she catches up to Ryan, and she has.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, Max. I'm going to go back to this Hinge because I just think it's always interesting.
Yeah, dude.
How long were you chatting with this woman before you met her?
Made plans,
Are we talking weeks, days? I don't know how quick you do your Hinging.
Yeah, quick to close. No, I think we... 10 days, 2 weeks maybe of like chatting back and forth via messages.
Fair.
Wasn't necessarily like an everyday thing. We had spoken on the phone once.
Oh.
Previous.
Nice.
Is this like a, you are matched with a person, you both choose to make a connection, or is this like a, how do they connect you on Hinge to people?
Yeah, someone has to make the first step by like liking the something like a picture or a statement or what have you. And then there is like, if there is reciprocation, then there will be some sort of ability to chat via the texts.
Yeah. I was on a dating app site. I think it was before like smartphones, but at some point, and there was one before I met my wife, obviously, but there was this, I don't know, this one woman that was like, one connection I made and almost made plans and followed through, but never did.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. Yeah, I was 26 or something at the time. So it was a little different of a game, but
yeah, it has evolved.
Yeah, for sure.
It's to a shittier place in my estimation.
Sure. Yeah.
It fucking sucks. I'm glad to have met someone in fucking real life. Jesus Christ.
I totally fucking understand, man. I totally understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good shit. But I thought it would make for a good, at least episode.
It was a great story. I'm living it. Living for it, as the kids say.
I appreciate that. It has made me laugh a bit myself. Well,
that's good. Yeah, I mean, especially up here, being on a dating app, dude, it's a fucking wasteland. Because there aren't a lot of people.
I can't imagine. It's got to be terrible. It was the dating scene was bad before the online dating apps.
Yeah.
And now, like, how would it improve? The population has not improved. But we always said it was like a 10-to-1 ratio.
I think the population has improved.
Women.
I think it's gotten better.
Yeah. I think the population. Yeah, I think the ratios are certainly better than they were.
Oh, the ratio is not near as bad as it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably need to spend more time in Breck, but
who wants to go to Breck?
I mean, I will. I'll go hit some of those coffee shops. But
I mean, you hang out at the Crown, man. That's where you want to hang out.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
I always, yeah.
But
even then, like, that's such like an awkward place.
No,
to
I agree. I wouldn't even know how to do it.
No, I'm with you. Like, that has never been a strong part of my.
No.
Game.
Oh God, no. No, if anything, I'd frequent a coffee shop and get to know like one of the baristas and then go out with them. Yeah. But then you burn down one of your coffee shops. And you only...
Scorched earth on this coffee shop.
How much do I like this?
Yeah. Do I want to give up this coffee shop? No.
Like, fuck, but that latte is good.
We got to stay together for the coffee, baby.
Yeah. No, it's funny because like a year or two ago, there was a barista that was clearly interested in me, but I refused to ask her out because I couldn't give up Clint's. I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to shit where I eat, literally.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah. I would always, rebuff and these aren't the droids you're looking for. So,
Jedi mind.
Yeah. Trick. So nothing ever happened there when it probably could have. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like the cold approach, the cold open.
Oh, God.
Put me in a small group, but like that's what was funny is that like at said party, like I definitely was like had everybody laughing, like very very much in my element in a small group, and so it just made me chuckle.
You should bang one of her friends.
That might be half the reason I went, but no, I was good.
Just gonna putting out too many vibes,
on that. No, I think it was like stubbornness, just pure stubbornness on my part. Like that being impeccable with your word. It was like, I said I was going to do this. I'm going to go fucking do this.
That's fair.
Even though it's changed 8 times.
Yes, correct.
Crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
Good times.
So yeah, are you hinging with any other ladies?
Ooh, not at the moment. I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll keep
I think
you
they call it hinge, so that door can close.
Perhaps they do.
I don't know. I dropped my pen.
It's okay.
Twiddling a pen. I gotta have a fidget spinner going on.
Your dog will eat it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep an eye out course, so she doesn't come back in. Be like, hey, look, stuff. She's actually pretty good. Usually, she's pretty good. Every now and then, she likes to chew on something that's not hers. But
yeah.
She's been pretty good about, like, you know, getting her bone or her stuffed animal and, like, just chomping on that when she's bored or whatever. Instead of getting into too much mischief. She's still a puppy, so she still does. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty wild. What a day. What a day, man. It's been a long day, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm starting to feel it. I'm starting to, like, yeah, I had it's a pretty long day yesterday. And so I didn't get to sleep until late, and then I couldn't sleep. And then, like, I don't know, my days start on Eastern time right now. So I'm already up, but, like, starting to work at 7 is hard. Like, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, yeah, to, like, turn it on.
Yeah.
Unless you're waking up at 6 and you've got, like, an hour to, like, wake up and
show. Well, I usually wake up at, like, 6:15 and, like, grab breakfast. But by the time, like, you let the dog out and, you know, Ryan gets up and the kid, you know, the kid's running around. I got to get the kid fed. I got to get the dog fed. I got to, you know. Because, yeah, it's just kind of crazy. Kind of crazy.
Yeah. Not having a kid, like, nor a job, nor being on Eastern time. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. At like 4:15 in the afternoon, I am like, I'm ready for bed. This is tiring.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's a big deadline this week with this freelance job. So we have to turn in a pretty huge bid. The biggest bid I've ever been a part of.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest project. Like, I was like, I'm like, so, but everyone's like, "Man, it's fine." I'm like, this is the biggest fish they've gone after too. So it's sort of, you know, unprecedented, a big step for the company to get, if they would get this bid.
Would be
pretty cool. So
nice.
But we'll see how it goes. Final review, I think, tomorrow. I don't know.
Oh,
it's due on Friday.
What is the bid? Are you allowed to say? Is there an NDA involved? What?
I think technically there is. So I can't. The bid is in the tens of millions of dollars.
Jesus.
That I've been working on for, yeah. So it's like, it's a lot of money. And I was like, and they're just like, yeah, that's about right. And I was like, I don't know. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I've never had to deal with this many, like, there's only about 3,500 line items, you know, like for all the equipment. It's AV stuff. So it's like, you know, projectors and cables and racks and microphones and all this kind of stuff for a big, like, experience with a DC based client. And that's all I can really say about it.
Is it Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah.
Is Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah. Is that why you were stumping for her at the end of last episode?
Exactly right.
Bad mouth her.
Yep. Well, here we are, guys, at the end of another one. Hopefully my computer will last another minute or two. I gotta restart it again because my keyboard has stopped working. But so my remote keyboard, so I gotta restart again to do that. So that'll be fun. I just gotta get my new computer up and running, man. I just don't have the time. But hey, this has been Ignorant and Uninformed. Thanks so much for tuning in. We've been your hosts, Max, Space Jesus, and Ben.
Bye.
Bye.
And Jeff. We'll see you next week. Remember to send us your topics. IgnorantUninformed@gmail.com. And thanks. Peace off.
I just want to stand here.